SMU is going and collecting food, putting it into some of the bags they were able to purchase. It's actually going to go over to Bruman. It's going to say, Bruman, we should talk with Hazel. I know she's putting on a brave face, but how would you feel if you went home and after all this and found Chance had fallen to Zeladon? Your sisters, brothers, father, mother killed, and the place is smoking ruin. This is what Azel's going through, and I'm not good at talking.
I don't know about that last part, but never hurts to check in.
He nods. He's going to go and find wherever Azel happens to be. Where would she be?
She's pretty easy to find. She doesn't really have much stuff, so she's probably mostly just waiting for everyone else. Probably looking a little lost in thought. He has given her a lot to think about.
He would come and basically just walk side by side with Bruman. Let's see. Azel. I know we talked about a lot. I know there's a lot going on. One of the most important parts is, how are you?
I'm okay, I think.
You says, I'll be honest, if when you pointed out how I would feel going back to my home and seeing the destruction, I realized that it would be very unusual for someone to be okay in that circumstance.
But it's easier to say I'm okay. Still don't really know what we're walking into. Don't really know when this is. So.
True.
Yeah.
And Azel, it might be easier to say it's okay. You're okay. But you know us. And we know you. And we don't do easy. We do the truth.
She'll kind of look over to Brew. I am nervous. Scared of what we might find. It's a lot to think about. Honestly, I have been trying to not think about it. Just deal with it when it comes, which I guess is definitely sooner than later. I guess it all just being here, knowing this place, seeing these mountains, this thought I had dealt with everything before. Only to be here and realize that maybe I hadn't dealt with it as much as I thought I had. So, to be honest, I am not fine. But it feels like every time I'm asked that, I am never fine. I don't want to be disappointed. Whether there's people there, whether there's not, whether I know them or they know me, I don't know. Right now, it's just easier to take it in stride. Yeah.
You know, it makes sense. Living day to day. Making sure we survive. In a hostile world. But we're tasked to do more than just survive. And words are so hard to come by. Pain isn't just a dagger to the guts, or the slice of a sword. There is trauma. There's something deeper that can't be seen, but can always be felt. A wound that never heals, even with magic. I don't know what we'll find. I don't know what will be there. I don't know what will be. But whatever it is, whatever the world leads us, whatever pain is there, I hope we can meet it together.
We'll see. We'll see.
And Hazel.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to not be okay.
I know. Sometimes it's harder to live it than just to know it.
You nuts. You've always been the strong one.
That's not true.
But it is. You've been there. You've been the eyes, seeing things that we can't see. You've been the heart, directing us to where we need to go. Your wisdom. I can only hope that I can offer is a fraction of that that you've offered me.
Well, you should know that if it wasn't for you, none of us would be here. You're the one who's been leading us, Mew. Crimin too, but I think we'd say that you are our unofficial leader, officially.
He looks to Crimin and says, I will definitely accept second in command.
Bruce looks back. Second to whom, General?
And he's just going to elbow him in the ribs and then realize, ah, you're wearing armor again. And I'm not in my normal body. I probably bruise my elbow.
Take 1 point of damage.
Yes, exactly. He's like, ah, that's why I need healing.
Again?
What happened? He says, Crimin, I know this has given you a lot to think about as well. And looks to the two of you and says, Crimin, I know I've given you warnings and tested you to see how you would meet up against creatures like this. But I haven't prepared you well enough. And he turns to you, Azel, turns back to everyone and says, there may come a time that we have to make a decision. Save Azel's world. Save Azel. What would you choose?
It reminds me of a certain vision quest from not too long ago. And honestly, Mew, I can't answer that question till I'm faced with it.
You're nuts. And then it's to Azel. It's you are an independent soul. And we cannot make decisions for you. What would you have us do?
Honestly, Mew, you and I have talked about this before. So long ago. Seems so long ago. That we would make the hard decision and sacrifice the few for the many.
You nuts. I know that we had talked about it so long ago, but so much has happened. We've changed so much. But I have to agree. That is one thing that hasn't changed.
Honestly, it seems that I am somehow entangled in this more than we would have ever thought. Honestly, she'll kind of glance at Brew. If I somehow become a problem or a linchpin where things go the wrong way, I can't ask you to stop me, but if it needs to be done, then it needs to be done.
He takes a deep breath and says, "That is a very hard promise to make. He takes another breath and says, "But for you, I would make it."
Thank you.
But I hope you accept the fact that until we are absolutely certain there is no other way, we will try every other way.
That is what I hope, honestly. I'd rather things go well than things not go well. Whatever we might find.
Indeed. And I'm still so confused. You, the reason we were drawn here, diverted. And yet it wasn't what I thought it would be. I don't know who is pulling you here. I don't know why. But as you said, you're tied to this. And I want to understand what designs they have for you.
Well, guess we'll find out. One way or another.
You not. Says, "Of course." And if there's anything I can do, anything I can find to ease your burden, to make things better, you do know that I'll do it, right?
I do. I appreciate it, but I don't think currently there's anything to be done. So, just take the next step. Find what's left of my people, if there's anything left. Try to get some answers. Go from there.
You nuts. Out of curiosity, if, and this is a big if, actually I should ask this first, how long do you think you've been gone? You recognize buildings, you recognize places, you know it's been at least 15 years, but do you think it's been much more than that?
I honestly don't know. I mean, my time, it's only been, she'll think for a moment, but 7 years for me, including the extra year. Yeah. So I honestly do not know. I mean, the shopkeep looked the same.
Okay.
More or less. I don't know.
But you would guess less about maybe 20 years?
At least.
Okay. But definitely less than 50.
Yes. Definitely okay. Less than 50.
Okay. And you says, do you think, from what you remember of the time when you were pulled away, do you think your people were killed?
Most of them were. I don't know who was left, if they would be. So I think there's a good chance we'll be able to find someone. I just don't know who. Or how many.
You nods. Again. Well, we shall see. You said there was fire, right?
Yes. Yeah. Basically what happened was we were attacked by, I think they were soldiers. Hard to tell. They kind of set everything on fire. Most everyone died. Most. And those of us who were left, fled further into the mountains. And then I wasn't on this planet, this world, for much longer after that.
You're not. Says, if there was someone, if there was someone from that time that you wanted to talk to, who would it be?
Someone left alive? Or someone dead?
Thanks, and says, not necessarily alive. Would that be painful?
You mean like the talk with dead spell that you can do?
Perhaps. Or perhaps something more?
Like what? I know I'm pretty good with magic, but I'm not the best with all the magic you can do.
It says this is something that I'd been thinking about. And if you think that it would be absolute sacrilege, I won't bring it up again, but what if we could bring one person back?
If you want to, Mew, I will not stop you.
But what do you want? Would that be painful? Would that be against your beliefs? Do you wish to let them rest? The only reason I bring it up is because I had a talk with Katsu about his wife and her parents, and I'd asked, you brought so many other people back, why did you just bring them back? And from my understanding, they are with, I believe, a Taff? And from my understanding, I don't... At least Sadra doesn't believe that they would want to come back. I could be wrong. I'd be completely misreading things, but...
Well, I think my people would agree with that. That is a natural part of life. Whether it be die of old age or whether you were killed.
You're nuts. Sis. Then I respect that.
Thank you.
You're not, Sis. And I won't bring it up again.
So I think... I hate to say this, but I think if we can't find anything there, that it might be necessary to.
You're not.
Just because this is a bigger problem, and if we are the ones to solve this, we need all the information we can get. And no one else would help, you know? At least I don't think so.
You'll say so, that makes sense. And just keep things within the natural order. I'd probably suggest that we use Speak with Soul instead. It's like Speak with Dead, but it lasts longer. We can ask more questions and have a conversation.
That would probably work. Probably.
He'll shrug and say, magic can do many things. But I've learned more recently, and it's thanks to you. Many times it's not a question of what we can do, but should we?
Yeah.
He shrugs and says, thank you for teaching me that lesson.
Tried so hard. So hard. Not really. But you're welcome.
But yes. If. Well. We will see when we get there. I'll have any more questions for tomorrow, but for today. Today we just take the next step.
All we can do.
Sorry, oh, major prepper.
Yes. Then, yeah. With that, Mew would probably just turn and say, well, we should probably finish packing.
Not like we have much to pack.
You're right. We don't even have a change. Well, some of us have a change of clothes now.
Most of us don't.
Most of us don't. We'll see. We'll see what the mountains have and hold, and secrets we can uncover.
Find out.
Onward and upward.
Onward and upward. Quite literally.
And yeah, you would go back to finishing packing.
If nobody else is around, Brew will give Azel a hug.
Oh, she will definitely return it. And she will honestly hug him for as long as he will let her. AKA whenever someone comes back into the room.
It's a little less comfortable than usual. That's yay, okay. Armor.
I feel like she should be used to it at this point.
Probably.
Boop. Bounce off a little bit, you know.
I mean, it's not like he's always armored in Chansen.
No, but it's often enough.
Oh, I see we're on the wall again.
Basically. Have a great early morning shift. You know, even before the ungodly hours.
Yeah, those night shifts are great.
But yes, she will gladly take his hug. Armored and all.
For all of Mew's comments that Brew talks better to Azel, Brew doesn't actually really do a whole lot of talking. He just kind of stands there and like, okay, this seems like the moment. Now is when you hug her. Okay, I got this.
Yep, basically. Oh, she would very quietly apologize.
To Brumen?
To Brumen. Mm-hmm. Very, very quietly. Just say, I'm sorry.
I think he'd tell her there's nothing to apologize for.
Respond.
Say that again.
She will not respond to that. Leave it there.